Yeah. Hello and welcome to A Voice of a People live here with Linda Sims on WGH Talk. How you doing out there today? Such a beautiful day. And hopefully you're having a great time. Well, welcome to the show. Once again, I'm live right now on www.wwgh1071.com. I'm live right now on that TuneIn app. And all you have to do is download that TuneIn app. And please don't forget to share that information with someone else who may ask you, hey, have you heard of the new radio station? Yeah, how can I get on? Download that TuneIn app on any electronic device and search WWGH. Live right now in the studio by calling 740-383-9944. If you just want to be a part of the show, if you have any questions or would like to make any comments, that number once again is 740-383-9944. Thank you once again. If it's your first time, I pray it's not your last time. And if you are a faithful supporter and listener, hi, how are you doing today? And thank you so much for your love and for your support. And along with you all, we have Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, of 1325 North Main Street in Marion, Ohio. Number 740-382-8552. Again, 740-382-8552. Also, we have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street in Marion, Ohio. And that number is 740-223-1515. Again, 740-223-1515. Or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement, free produce every third Saturday of every month, beginning at 12 until 2 p.m. The next will take place June the 20th, free produce. If you know of someone who needs free produce, please share that information with them. Also, we have a prayer chain going around. We were praying for Cheryl Lee. She has had a good report from the doctor, and she has to have a screening for like 5 months, and we're just still praying for her that all will go well. If you know of someone near you, by you, family, neighbors, friends, associate, our country, our leaders, our city, our state, even in our neighborhoods, please lift them up in prayer during this time. I'll go first. Lord, we just thank you for another day. We thank you for blessing us. We thank you for keeping us all on our feet. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy and your grace. Keep us strong, Lord God, that we can stand in these last and evil days. We give you praise. We give you glory, and we thank you. Okay, that's just a little example. Don't be shy. Just pray and keep it moving, okay? All right. So now, I have a couple announcements before I get to my guest. And I mean, it's going to be a loaded show, so I'm trying to move on as quickly as I can. Oh, this is the Juneteenth month. Well, yeah, Juneteenth month of 2026. Several events are going on. The Faith and Wellness Walk happened last Friday at Ohio State University, so that one's over. Your Type Saves Lives Blood Drive takes place tomorrow, 12 noon to 5 p.m. at the American Red Cross, 1849 Somerset Drive, Marion, Ohio, 43302. Again, Your Type of Blood Saves Lives, June the 12th at 12 noon until 5 p.m. at American Red Cross, 1849 Somerset Drive, Marion, Ohio. Also, June the 20th, Bobby Floyd Trio, LaCosta Mays, and Cameron Cage will be featured at this event. Doors open at 5:30 p.m. on June the 20th at the May Pavilion at the Historic Palace Theater. It's like an annex on the site if you haven't been there before. And hopefully you will have time to enjoy some of the Juneteenth festivities that we have. Black Joy Summerfest, June the 27th at 12 noon until 5 p.m. at the Martin Luther King Park on Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue in Marion, Ohio. Events in the city of Marion are presented by BOOM, Black Organizations of Marion. Okay, is that no? Stuff the bus. That's July's. Sorry. Okay. Don't forget the homeless shelter, Heart of Ohio. They're always looking for volunteers and also items that they need are washcloths, bath towels, dish soap, disinfectant spray, bleach, floor cleaner, laundry detergent, 13-gallon trash bags, paper towels, toilet paper, stamps, envelopes, and copy paper. They also help families like father, wife, children. It's not just single people that are homeless. So just keep them in your prayers and remember them in their struggles. And contact them. Their telephone number, 740-387-4550. They're always looking for volunteers. Again, 740-387-4550. Okay. Thought for today. Thought for today. Okay. And believe it or not, I just had it and it just ran away from me. We'll get it right back up here.
Come on. Go Knicks.
Who? Knicks?
Yeah, man. And I ain't never cared about that man. Team until the other night.
Yep, exactly. Now I want them to go all the way.
Wait a minute. Hold it.
My bad.
Ponder the greatness in the silence of my being, in the stillness of peace. I ponder the greatness of my existence and the truly endless love and power I have within me. Now, that is a thought that you should keep with yourself and share with other people. The silence of my being in the stillness of peace. Because if your being is always busy and always trying to say something and do something, you will not be able to feel the peace that is within you. I ponder the greatness of my existence. Wow, isn't that a great statement that is made? To be in the land of the living, to be counted as worthy, to be alive in this day, which is also powerful. And the truly endless love and power I have within me. All that comes from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we thank him for the power and endless love that he has within each and every one of us. Okay, now I am moving forward to my guest today. Okay, I have a stand-in because we had some confusion yesterday. But also, Dr. Brown is with us.
Good morning, Linda. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Good.
I was so surprised to see you this morning. I'm thinking, oh, wow, what did I do again? Right, okay. And you have brought with you?
Mike Groves from Citizens for Democracy.
Yep.
And a potential candidate for the Marion Democratic Party.
Okay, yep. Great. Yes. Welcome, Mike.
Thank you.
First time. Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you.
Glad to be here.
Glad you're here. And our stand-in always, Will Harris Tat One, he's here. I think they do know me by now, but anyway. So what's going on, gentlemen? I know you have a lot to tell us,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
All right.
Let's get started with the really big news from Marion County.
Okay.
The Democratic Party is completely reorganized and ready to go. We are grateful to all the work that Brandy Downs did as chair for her 6 years at tenure.
Right.
And the new chair is Anthony Azaria. And they have filled and are on the way to filling all of the seats for the Democratic Marion Party here.
Did you say the seats?
There's precinct seats filled.
Okay.
And not everyone ran for during the election. And so now the chair and the treasurer will go and appoint people to those empty seats.
They've
rewritten the bylaws and we're ready to go. We're geared up for action and activity, and one of the first big events is going to be July 25th. It is the Marion County Democratic Club Summer Social. It is 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. at McKinley Park in Marion, Ohio. Come meet Democratic leaders and candidates, and Kent Halloran, for running in the 86th district, will be there, and Laura Corvette, Joshua Kolinsky, Marilyn Zayas, who's running for the Ohio Supreme Court, and Annette Blackwell. We're hoping also to get Amy Acton and Sherrod Brown here.
Oh, really?
So it's very, really great. Exciting time. It's been a long time coming.
That's cool.
Yeah, so, that is cool. We got to do something. Yeah. We just can't lay down and die, right?
Right, exactly.
You have to do something.
Got to do something.
So, yeah, I've got to do something.
Fighting back is always the way to go.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Always.
Yeah.
Yeah. What happens when the Republicans crank up the noise machine and the Democrats don't respond? A huge vacuum gets created, and then people just assume that we're all okay. There's no oppositional opinion.
I kind of thought like that. I didn't know that they had such a, until they started coming to this show. You know, different people was talking about it. I didn't know that there was that much interest in the Democrat Party because you just don't hear about it. Like you're saying,
you know, Marion used to be a Democratic city. That's how far we've fallen away.
Yep.
Yeah,
I used to live here. I didn't know that. But
it used to be a Democratic city. So the Democratic Party has just absolutely just faded away, and there aren't any good answers as to why. But you see a surge coming back in Ohio because Ohio is really a light blue or moderate state. And the Republicans, with all the corruption in Ohio, they've gone too far.
Well, district everything.
Right.
Yeah.
Man.
Right.
Yeah. And see, and I didn't understand gerrymandering, and I heard people talking about it. And then when I started actually looking at one, my brother-in-law showed me one time. He said, "Man, look at how the state is set up." He said, "Man, they cut out all kinds of counties and stuff. You don't have representations or nothing." But see, politics is slippery, man. People don't really understand it.
No,
that's why it's good to have you guys talk about
it. Well, because we're not set up to. I mean, as a society, we're not. Like politics has always been we don't talk about it. You know, we don't talk about politics.
Mm-hmm.
You can set that aside. But what happens? Well, now we're at a point where politics is becoming
everything.
A problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we need to fix that. We need to talk about politics.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's funny. There was a conservative woman that went to Ireland, and she was immediately asked, like, "Who did you vote for?" And that she was like, "I don't want to talk about politics right now." And they're like, "Well, this is what we do. We have to talk about politics because it's live or die here." So, and she was really upset. And it's like, you went to an area and you need to understand that that is what they do. They will talk politics.
Right.
Because it's in their DNA.
Right.
And they have a reason to. We haven't really been conditioned to think about it like that. So
no.
But it's a citizen responsibility in a democracy.
Yes.
To be actively engaged in talking about the issues. Food prices are a result of policy decisions and politics. Gas prices are the result of policy decisions and politics.
Yes.
Everything in our lives is a result of this. And I would think that we have lots of opinions about Taylor Swift and everything else. Why wouldn't we want to have an opinion and weigh in on the thing that most affects all of us, our healthcare, our wellness, our wages, everything.
Yeah. Right, everything.
We shouldn't want to weigh everything. In on that.
And you're right, man, and I just started really, like I said, this whole thing with Donald, by him being in politics, he has exposed so much stuff. It has allowed a lot of people to start looking at politics.
Because
I never paid attention to all the different parts of government.
That's the one good thing I can say he's done.
And I agree. I say that all the time. I say, man, that dude, he's responsible for us opening our eyes and seeing what politics is. And like my man Brown was saying, it entails everything. Everything is, I don't care what you do, politics is in the end because there's money in it. Anyway, y'all go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're fine.
Well, here, just a little example.
Dr. Brown.
Just a month ago, Mike DeWine could have put the state gas taxes, he could have just suspended them temporarily. And he came out in a big announcement and said, no, he's not. Well, Mike DeWine is a Republican.
Mm.
Yeah, that's true.
End of conversation. You can't keep blaming Joe Biden for everything.
Oh, my goodness.
Right. Property taxes. This is another one of my favorite. You know, people are screaming about high property taxes. Republicans have run this state for 30 years.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a long time.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's been a governor or two here and there, but
the House and the Senate
have been controlled by Republicans, so they just override their
30 years.
You know, I never understood that either. You know, just like representation. I never paid attention to what that really meant.
Right.
If you don't have people in positions with power to talk for you and advocate for you, you're not going to get anything. That's exactly what done happened to here.
Yes.
And they slip in and do it. You know, they just keep changing things a little bit at a time, and you don't pay it much attention. The next thing you know, you're here.
And doing stuff when people are asleep at night.
Oh, they do that all the time.
Passing the budget at midnight.
They do that.
But it's a test. It's a test. Every step is a test.
Mm-hmm.
So the what happens if we do this? How much pushback do we get if we do this? And if there's no pushback,
they keep doing
they just keep going further.
Oh.
And so we as a public, we need to pay attention to that, and we need to hold them accountable and be like, no, we see what you're doing. Don't do that.
Right.
We don't want that.
Say, hold up. Go back.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
You know, this whole thing with Marion's budget. They're not really talking about it. And then last month, the sixth, they had their meeting, council meeting, and like they were like, oh, we need to get these grants for firefighters and stuff, but then the price is going to go up later. Like, okay, well, where's that coming from? Where's that money coming from?
You know what? I had went through a program with Marion Matters. I'm sure y'all know about it. And one thing I got involved in it because of for the Housing for Humanity.
Yeah.
And so they the one that sent me to this program. But what I learned in that program is that there's money for all this stuff. Mm-hmm. But if you don't know it, you can't get it.
There's grants available.
I mean, there's grants everywhere. So I asked her the other day, I said, now, she said, well, in December, they're going to be having this new surge of money coming in. Now, what I want to know now is who's giving this money, when they're going to give it, where that money going to go to. Mm-hmm. Because I've heard other politicians tell me that, hey, man, if you don't grab your money when it comes in, somebody else in the department or somewhere along the line will
grab it.
They will grab it.
Yeah. Right.
So I'm trying to find that out. So that's a good point you're making, man.
Yeah.
Yep. Right. We have to stay on our P's and our Q's no matter what side you're on.
Yep.
You still have to be able to spot corruption. You still have to be able to spot lies.
That's a both
sides
issue.
Right.
That's a both
sides. Both sides. It don't matter.
I come from New York State, and I've also been in Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
Two blue areas that had a lot of corruption in the 80s, 70s, and like that.
Right.
I know what corruption is. It can happen to either party.
Mm-hmm. Right.
In Ohio now, it's the Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
Right. They've been in office too long.
Yeah.
And I'm here to tell you, I have been as deeply critical when I was in New York and when I was in Illinois,
mm-hmm.
and now we have deep, deep corruption here.
Yes.
But it's the Republicans. So we have to act.
Oh, it's Barack Obama.
The citizens have got to clean house.
Clearly. Well, you know, this is the reason why the government is supposed to be balanced, because if you give it to all Democrats, it eventually get
corrupt. It's going to get corrupt again.
That's what I just said.
And that is exactly the point you're making.
You need that balance.
Yeah, you need that balance.
Because you need the other side to again,
balance
be
it,
like, hey, you're kind of crossing the line. Pull back. And when you don't have that...
Get back.
Right. When you don't have that, you get what you have now.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
So let me just talk about a little issue that happened locally.
Okay.
We had one of the council members step out of their seat, and it was held by a Republican.
Mm-hmm.
The chair, Stoneburner, Mary Stoneburner, had a very good candidate named Krista Halloran,
mm-hmm.
who is incredibly independent-minded, a critical thinker and everything. And Mary Stoneburner was insistent on sitting a Republican. Well, when they appointed someone to the seat, it ended up being a person who was not a Republican. It was an independent.
Oh,
they didn't vote in the primaries.
Right, right.
So that was actually an unlawful choice.
Oh, my.
So that person then had to step out. Well, for that reason, and they were also working with the state of Ohio, which is a conflict of interest.
Mm.
And then Mary Stoneburner, again, could have appointed Krista.
Yep.
The whole... It would have been such a win-win, because the Republicans still control city council in Marion,
mm-hmm.
but they should have been, like, for the benefit of Marion, seated Krista, who is all about, she is not partisan, she's not for Democrats or for Republicans, she wants to make Marion the best place it can be for all of us.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
And Mary just insisted on being a partisan Republican and filling it with a partisan Republican person. And that's what she went ahead and did. When she had the perfect opportunity to put a even-minded, rational-thinking,
right.
problem-solving person wow. in Krista on the council.
And wow. that right there is the problem. That it's these people, like anybody in power, they don't look at the resume and go, is this person the right person for this position that
right.
we have an opening
for? They qualify for what we
they
need,
they just
right.
go, oh, R or D.
I
well,
know,
I'm
that's
an R,
sad. That's
so,
so sad.
So I want an R in that seat.
Such a talented professional and
right.
so fair-minded.
Right.
Just what's first is if what's best for Marion and
yes.
Marion's people,
yeah.
the working class.
Right.
But Marion was insistent on being partisan. And
yep.
so she, there's an opportunity.
But you know,
right.
at one time, there wasn't no, you was a Republican or a Democrat. It was just your affiliation. That wasn't who you were.
Right. right.
So you didn't have to identify with it so much like we do now. That becomes yeah. who you are now.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
back then, people was kind of working together. I mean, yeah. it was still crazy, but at least you had people trying to balance this stuff. You understand?
Right.
And
yeah.
that's how a lot of things got done.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, the whole thing about politics is coming together and talking about, you
yeah.
know, how to solve a problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
it's like we
exactly.
have to, we identify
it used
this
to
as
be.
A problem. Yes.
It used to be,
as
yeah.
a problem, and then we went to fix
that is,
to,
you know, I have my doctorate,
yeah,
and then we can argue about,
right.
you know, oh, well,
that
we should have taxpayers pay this much, and then maybe this thing, you know.
Yeah.
But we don't do that now. Now we're arguing about whether the problem even exists.
My goodness.
Which isn't how you solve a problem.
No.
At all.
No, it exists.
Yeah.
It's real.
I mean, it's going to exist whether you want to acknowledge
right.
the fact that it exists
right.
or not.
Right.
Let's work on solving it.
And you should be accountable. And
exactly.
And you got now, this administration is saying, have no accountability at all.
Zero.
You know.
And how is that possible in America? Nobody is
well,
accountable
because
for anything.
Like he said.
Except
what
the past.
Mike.
Like Mike said. A little bit at a time. They keep slipping that stuff in there, and you don't know it, man.
But yep. they're holding Biden responsible.
Well,
they're
of course.
Holding Barack Obama
well, of course.
Responsible.
Well, and
of
again,
course.
It's up to the
and
voters.
And people are okay. Oh, well, they did it.
Well, are
Come
the voters
on.
Okay with this?
Some
right.
are.
There's a lot of us that are outraged about
right,
it.
Right,
oh, yeah.
But
of course.
We're too busy, you know, having our coffee clutches, and we need to get into the poll booths, the voting
yeah.
booths.
Go
yes.
vote.
That's the thing.
Go vote.
This is one thing that is a huge challenge for me and the Democratic Party side. You can't sit on the couch and expect
no.
change.
No.
Right.
No.
You
right.
actually have
you
to
have
go
to.
Exercise change that
right.
you want
yeah.
change. 15 minutes. 15 minutes.
Like,
right.
There's
if
no
you,
excuses. There's not.
No,
there's
you're
early
right.
voting. There's mail-in voting. There's no excuses.
Right. But there was a lot of positions in the primary that had uncontested. They were uncontested.
Mm.
So that means that when they go in, they're likely
there's
not going to have
one person.
Right. There's only one person.
Yeah.
People need to like look at that and go, okay, wait. Somebody needs to run against that person. Just even, you know, regardless of how good they are in that position.
Right. Right.
They need to be challenged.
Need to.
And if you don't challenge them, it can get in their head, and regardless of you know, anything, like, they need to know that position is only available because we allow it.
That's
right.
a good point.
Yeah, it is.
We
that's
allow them
point.
To govern.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
On our right. behalf.
There should
that's
always
true.
Be somebody challenging.
They're not leaders.
Yeah. yeah.
They are not leaders. They govern on our behalf, but
and that's
on our
an, that's
consent.
Another good point.
Right,
yeah.
right,
because
right.
that's what the Constitution and not only the Constitution, but that's also what the Declaration of Independence says.
Okay.
The government is consent of the people.
Right,
yeah.
absolutely. Supposed to be.
And we forget that.
It then got hijacked.
Yep.
But we can take it back.
Oh, yeah, we can easily take it
we
back.
We can take it back.
We can easily take it back.
What were you saying, Dr. Brown?
Do you remember when we talked about the charter problem?
Yes.
That this crazy idea about putting a charter. We already have a charter here in, you know, it's not called a charter. The city's incorporated.
Okay.
And it's been incorporated for like 200 and some odd years here in Marion. Like, we don't need a charter to basically privatize the city council. But one of the arguments from the mayor was that, well, nobody wants to run for these offices because they don't pay well. That's bull.
Yeah.
That's bull. There are so many talented people here in Marion, so many people with master's degrees, doctorate
oh,
degrees.
Yeah.
You know, and this is one thing. The Republicans don't stand to benefit from a dead Democratic Party. We need a robust
true, true.
Atmosphere of conversation.
Yes, political
it's the only
system
way she can
working.
Solve
yes,
problems.
Right.
And so now that the Democratic Party is getting back up and running and going, and is filled with you know great ideas and youthful, you know, energy. We should be able to get back to having robust conversations, and we should be able to recruit strong candidates.
Right.
One of those is like Kent Halloran.
Okay.
He's such a nonpartisan person. He again is focused on fixing problems in Marion County.
Yes.
That is his priority. He doesn't see red or blue. And one of the best things about Kent Halloran is that he asks questions first.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to know, you know, what do you feel about this? What are you hearing about this? What would you like to see happen?
Mm-hmm,
he
mm-hmm.
wants, don't just sit there and complain. Bring solutions.
Right.
We should have as many solutions as possible. Mm. That way then the council can pick the best solution.
Yep.
Not the biased solution,
right,
the
right.
best solution.
The best mm-hmm. solution, right, yeah. right. Because arguing is not getting us anywhere. Blaming is not getting us anywhere. And trying to pinpoint what this person is about and that person is about, we already all know those facts, right?
Right. And especially if they're already in office, we already know how they're voting
right.
because
mm-hmm.
we can see it. It's
right.
public record.
Right.
So we don't need to keep going that direction. What we need
right.
to do is, and a lot of times what people misunderstand is like, well, you have to agree with me. No.
No.
No, you don't.
right.
We can disagree about
right.
all
yeah.
kinds of things.
I love to hear other people's opinions.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it's the only way we're going to move forward.
That's
right.
true.
It's
so
to know
true.
Where you stand.
Amen.
And all when I talk with Republicans, which I do a lot, I just hear talking points, Fox News talking points.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I say, so put the talking point aside, and how do you feel about it?
Right,
or,
right.
Or how does that issue affect you locally here in Marion mm-hmm. in your everyday life?
They don't
life?
Know.
They
For the most
There's
part,
no
they
answer.
Don't know.
Silence. Because all they're doing is parroting
yeah.
talking points.
Because they believe those talking points.
Exactly.
Well yeah.
It's the
false dichotomy, false it's the confirmation
so
bias.
So if there's so much false news, mm-hmm. fake news, what makes them true? Fox News.
What makes Fox News true?
Yeah.
People believing it.
People are
and
hearing
so that's
what,
the only truth.
People are hearing what they want to hear.
Right.
And Fox News is very, you know, they send out researchers and analyst psychological teams to understand what their base is talking about. And,
right.
And then they refine those talking points
mm-hmm,
and put
mm-hmm.
them on the air.
Right. Well, I mean, also you got to.
But I just asked someone, said, well, how is this affecting you locally?
Right.
Right.
Yeah, and a lot of times, just like for instance, when people were complaining
not.
About
right.
Obama,
right.
Yeah.
You heard the Republican complaining about Obamacare, but that's what they want.
Yeah.
A majority of
yeah.
them didn't even know it.
Yeah. That's
you
what
know,
they
because
want.
They didn't
yeah.
call it that, you
yeah.
know.
Yeah. Right.
And it's crazy because, like you're saying, it's that whole ideology or that thought process to get people to think something differently than what the truth mm-hmm. is.
Right,
and,
right.
And,
they,
and while
them
you,
away from
while
the
you
truth.
Doing the smoke and mirror in one hand, you over here tricking people
right.
and stealing stuff.
And I would like to add, too, he never called it Obamacare.
It's, no.
The Republicans called
yeah,
it Obamacare.
They
yeah,
it,
they
yeah.
did.
Because
yeah.
he
they
said
didn't want
it was
people
the Affordable
to
Care
want
Act.
It.
That's right.
They
that's
didn't
right.
want people to want it.
Right.
That's why they
you
did
know,
that.
Because it's interesting because people, it's like if you call it the Affordable Care Act, those same people like we're against it. It's like, oh, yeah, no, they, yeah, we
yeah,
like the Affordable
yeah,
Care Act.
Yeah,
that's
interesting.
Right,
that.
Right. They don't
yeah.
know
we just
that.
Don't want Obamacare.
yeah.
Like
yeah.
they don't realize it's the same thing.
Let me give you a great example.
Go ahead.
So here in town, Citizens for Democracy, that we're a part of, we get accused of being funded by George Soros.
Yeah.
Yeah, all the
we're
time.
We're not paid. Like, we all live here. We all do this in our voluntary time.
Right.
You want to know who was paid by George Soros?
Who was that?
Vivek Ramaswamy.
Oh, my
from
my.
The Paul Soros Foundation.
Yep.
Like, you can't make this stuff up. Fact.
Mm.
And
yep.
also J.D. Vance.
And you know what? And then they will go
so
on and,
that's fact.
And,
look it
and support
I
themselves and,
yeah.
and try to act like they don't know this guy.
Yep.
Or
exactly.
know this certain. And you're like,
yep.
well, we can see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
if you got your eyes open, you can see it.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of people don't see it. But you're right.
They
about
used
that.
To be good about hiding it, but they've gotten comfortable.
And don't even care no more.
And
no
now
more
they don't care.
Yeah.
All of the stuff that would be done behind closed doors is now open for everybody to see.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
they don't care. They think that they can't be held accountable.
Right.
Because we've allowed them to get to this point.
Right.
Yeah.
And so it's like, no, this is, you know, they're reaching a reckoning. And this is their last gasp.
Right, just like they've been lying about Sherrod Brown.
Right.
Oh.
Taking
oh, yeah.
this money from Epstein
oh.
and all
oh.
that. Come on now.
I'm so sick of hearing
yeah.
that.
Yeah. So who was it again that had the whole cabinet together to talk about what to do about not making sure, or making sure that a certain person was left out, even though he was mentioned over 400 times? That happened recently. That got leaked recently, and now all of a sudden they're trying to find that leak to plug it. Like, it's too late.
You can forget that.
Right, yeah, right. It's too late. But who was it? Tell me. I maybe know, but...
So basically, Trump's cabinet was in the Situation Room discussing the Epstein files and how to release them in a way that wouldn't affect Trump.
Process. Right, right.
And so that came out recently.
Yeah.
And now he's trying to find the leak, and it's like, it's too late.
Well, he's the one who volunteered to release him during his campaign speeches. Right.
Yeah.
This was his idea.
And J.D. Vance both.
Right.
And J.D. Vance, to J.D. Vance's credit, he did say in that meeting, we should release the files.
Now you want to squash it and kick people out and fire people and throw people out because your bright idea.
Money talks, man. And you got a lot of people involved in all this nonsense that are super, super rich. And they don't want to get drugged down. So, and that's what would happen.
So here's the thing. There's a multi-layer to that. Because we have a bunch of people in power that are tied to the Epstein thing.
Right. Oh, absolutely.
We don't know how many because they're not releasing all the files.
Several in Ohio, including...
But there's a bunch.
Wow.
And on top of that, you have people that have done some shady things that they probably have... The people that are associated with Epstein in some way have that dirt. So like it's Lexan, like, if you go down, I go down. And so what we need is these people that are like, you know what? I don't care what dirt you have on me. This goes beyond that.
Right, right.
And I'm taking you down regardless. Like, that's what we need.
Yeah, but that...
That's well, look, Trump was the new wars president. We're almost in our fourth month of the Iran war.
Oh, no, it's over.
It's
over.
Yeah,
because we won.
37 times we've won.
Yeah, right, we won. Right, right. So. And then they
won last year,
really?
Well, we took out all their infrastructure, so they can't make nukes anymore.
Right.
Yeah. But they're going to have nukes in 30 days.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I just wonder about what's going on the other side. Hello,
well,
there's plenty of evidence.
Right, right.
You know how people still be in abusive relationships and they still love the person or whatever. I mean, they got their group of people just looking at them, and because it's a cult-like situation.
No
matter what they say, you know, they still come back to them. Oh, we okay? We're sorry. And then they do the same thing over and over to people,
because they're not held accountable.
Nope.
And that's just it. Like, a lot of these, I guarantee when MAGA is done, and it will be done.
Oh, it's going to be over.
The people, those diehards are going to be like, oh, I didn't know.
Mm.
No, you knew. We told you.
Oh, yeah.
We told you.
Oh, yeah.
And so now you can't just back away and be like, oh, I didn't know. No. You're going to be held to account.
I like this new surge of information that's coming up. Because you got a lot of independent news people.
Mm-hmm.
That are telling the truth. They don't care about all that Fox stuff, man. Forget y'all.
Well, I mean, look.
They have to.
Mainstream media is dying.
Oh, it's pretty.
It is absolutely dying.
Because they're firing everybody.
And well, it's not just that. Like, look at who owns it now.
That's true, too.
You have billionaires owning it.
Yeah.
There's like four people that own all of the major networks, and they're all Republicans.
Yeah. I'm trying to...
CNN, MSNBC...
CBS.
CBS.
They just fired that one guy on, Stephen Face
Colbert.
The Nation?
Yeah.
Scott Pelley.
Yeah,
Okay, I was talking about Stephen Colbert. But that's another example. Like, and Stephen Colbert...
Now, that's what I'm saying now.
Now they can't get ratings.
Now, if all the fake news is gone...
Yeah.
Which was true news...
Right.
You know, that they didn't want to hear...
Right. Yep.
So now we just got... This fake news rolling.
Mm-hmm. It's just
for real.
It's sales
real.
And marketing for the Republican Party.
Yes.
I mean, let's just be honest.
That's right. Exactly, I understand that.
Well, you know, when they first, when Trump first started running, the head of ABC was talking to a guy. He's passed on now, the Black Eagle man out of D.C. And he told him, he said, this is going to be bad for America. But it's going to be great for us.
Yep.
Yes.
Because we're going to be in it to make a lot of money.
Well, look at all of the laws that he has that Trump has been pushing forward. Everything he has pushed forward doesn't benefit the average person. It benefits the people that already have the money. This does not make sense
at all.
Please make it make sense.
It
you're taking all of these programs, SNAP, Medicaid, Medicare. Now they want to go after Social Security again because Social Security is somehow, you know, a problem. How is Social Security a problem? We all pay into this. We all pay into it.
They want the money in their pocket.
Yeah, because it's sitting there. It's sitting there. It's not doing anything.
Oh, yes, and it's doing something.
And it's a lot of money. Oh, it's tempting, too.
Yeah, and it's very tempting to them.
But
I understand.
How many times have we heard, throughout even my lifetime, oh, Social Security, it might go away. It might not. Well, you know how you can make sure that it stays? Get rid of the cap.
Yeah.
Get rid of that cap.
Yeah.
And let everybody put in as much as they can. Want.
Yeah.
And just
yeah.
And that solves that problem. If you got rid of the cap, Social Security would remain stable because that means that people
it
can put in as much.
It was fixed to remain stable. They don't want to keep messing in it.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Digging in it and taking a little bit here and a little bit there.
Who is it? George W. Bush. Who tried to go in and take money from the Social Security initially. And the guy that went in said that it was nothing but IOUs. Just IOUs.
And Reagan didn't try that too? Because you know
They already went in there and stole money.
They already went in and took all the money. Was the and one. So now there's just IOUs in there. But it's, we're going to get it back.
What we're talking about is a mass movement of not only wealth, massive you know, the MAGA was screaming about redistribution of wealth. They were right, but they were wrong in which direction it was going to go.
Of course.
Trillions of dollars have now gone up to the upper 1%.
Yes.
Yes. I mean, yes, wealth redistribution, but not the way they thought it was going to be.
Oh, no.
So,
it never did trickle down.
No, it doesn't.
It don't.
Which was Reaganomics. Remember that?
Yep.
Yeah. He started
and
that.
Reaganomics
mess.
Is still in existence.
He robbed us. He robbed us, and they're still robbing us. Yeah,
yes.
They're still robbing.
They've destroyed the middle class.
Yes, they have.
Even back in high school, man, when we used to talk about the middle class, it never existed. I mean, I thought it was basically a facade the way they made it up to make groups of people think that they was middle. I always say either you have what you're supposed to and you or you don't. And a lot of us still, into this day, we live below what they consider the poverty level. You know, and most people don't even know where it is. But we live there because they already, like you said, they've already taken all of the wealth away from that group of people that's supporting the whole system, which is the people that's on the bottom.
Right. Yep.
And like Mike said, they're just chipping away at it.
At it,
And so people don't notice.
Yeah.
Right.
You just do this and do that and then
and
this
so then when
and
it,
then that.
When you do feel
and
it.
All of a sudden you're like, oh my God, I'm drowning in debt.
Then they move to Venezuela or Brazil or some other country and they take all that money with them and they're like,
they do.
Oh.
Swiss banks and all that kind of stuff.
What do you want us to do about it? Like, look at the January 6th. That slush fund. Like,
Money would have disappeared if they'd let them put it in their hand.
Oh, yeah,
they'd have had that money divided all up.
Well, I guess check this out. Now, this was my thought, and I may be the only one thinking like this. But if he had got that money to pay those people, he was ready to set them up to destroy this next election.
Oh, he's got that.
You know what I mean? They would be willing and ready to go do it again.
They're already
serious.
Pardoned. They're already pardoned. They can still do that. They don't need the money to do it.
No,
that wasn't for them. That was for him.
Oh yeah.
That he was not going to get.
I doubt
he was not going to give them anything.
He never pays.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't pay anybody.
No, he doesn't.
Look at how much he owes. What's her name? That won the civil lawsuit against him. He hasn't paid her a dime. E. Jean Carroll.
Carroll.
Yeah. He hasn't paid her a dime, and now she's being investigated again.
Yeah, I think he's so.
Yeah, he's opening up another investigation on her. For what reason? Why?
Well, he's suing the government.
He's
suing IRS.
He's suing himself.
He doesn't sue him.
He's suing himself.
He's a loser who doesn't like losing. He's just a 2-year-old crybaby.
He's greedy.
He's No. That's too nice. I feel like that puts a bad taste in people's mouths because 2-year-olds I feel have more respect than that.
Yeah.
He is a baby. He is a baby who has never grown out of the diaper.
A brat.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a brat. He's never grown up. I mean, look at he had an interview with somebody that had asked him some difficult questions.
Yeah, just
and what was his response?
Well, he got up and left.
He got up and left. Shit. Why?
Couldn't handle it. And you know, I
you
like
don't
the
have
way
time for that
I
now.
Like the way I can't think of her right? name, but she's good at interviewing.
Yeah.
She stayed on him.
Yeah.
And he didn't know what to do because he kept trying to wiggle out the situation.
Yep.
She's like, no, wait a minute.
That is the reporters we need.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. That's their job. That's their job, right?
Mass respect for her for sitting there and hitting him.
Oh,
constantly
yeah.
with
yeah.
those tough questions.
Right,
those questions
right.
have to be asked. They need to be answered.
Right.
And you getting up and storming off like that?
Yeah.
That looks worse for you than it does for them.
He don't care.
Because he thinks he's
he
above
has
it.
A base and he right and he, yeah. he don't care.
But his base and he
what, he's not it's responsible. Wondering. It's not
how he doesn't care about his base either.
Oh, okay.
He's
I know
already
I know.
Said so.
Oh,
he doesn't
I
care. Which oh, is, I don't understand.
He doesn't care about anybody
no.
but himself.
Yeah. Exactly. Right. That's why that's the only reason why he's president now is because if he wasn't, he'd be in jail.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't convince me otherwise because.
I think it's sad, actually, that the working class they think that he's working for them and he's
yeah.
doing the exact opposite. And it's really sad because they're really struggling.
Yep.
Drugs, gambling, you know, unemployment is going.
What
up.
About our farmers and stuff?
Yeah, the farmers
yeah. too. So I just
it's very, very sad because. So many people, millions of people in America are screaming for help right now.
Yeah.
And it won't.
You want to take us out, Dr. Brown? We have 1 minute left.
yeah, I had something, but here. The Ohio Equal Rights Petitions are
okay.
circulating in Marion, and there's about 8 of us. And the one is an anti-discrimination ordinance that would be in the state
mm-hmm.
of Ohio, and the other one is a marriage anti-discrimination that would protect interracial marriage and same-sex marriage, and it does multiple things. If anyone would like to sign those, there will be people at Third Thursday petition registers if they want to sign both of those referendums. And we'll be at many other events, Popcorn Festival. And
so you're bringing that to our event as well?
Yeah.
Some of those? Yes.
Marion Black Joy will
yes.
be there. Yeah.
Yes.
Well,
so,
great.
Just look for the petitioners wearing the neon vests and stuff like that. And you can
okay.
sign.
That'd be great.
Two really important things needed in Ohio.
Well, good, good. Thank you all.
You're
for
listening
coming.
To the Thank place for the best guests and talk. From Joey Giori at WGN.